This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Thank God it's Friday!
Light it up, baby!
Hey! All right, all you sports fans, are you ready for the most intense, hard-rocking sports show in Tampa Bay? Well, the next hour will totally blow you away with all the facts and top celebrities and the sports scene today!
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Working all the time, brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Yes, sir.
Nothing believes it.
This is Larry Hirsch.
Craig LeBron.
Jim Palmer.
Tony Fernandez. Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Chris Everett.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Hey, welcome back once again, Talking Sports with Randy Harris. This is Alex, a.k.a. Weggs. Follow me on Twitter, at K.O. Weggs. Randy is otherwise occupied, but he will take some time out of the busy schedule they have going at UFC 185 out in Dallas this weekend. Big fights coming up. We have two title fights, Anthony Pettis versus Rafael Dos Anjos, as well as Carlos Esparza against Joanna, maybe future champion, I guess is the way to say it. Nobody can say her last name. I think there's probably 83 or 84 different ways people have said it, but she is the number one contender going up against Carla Esparza for the women's strawweight UFC belt this weekend. We have coming up momentarily Steve Savigny for our bi-weekly Audio Technica interview. So we'll be talking about the ATH CKR5IS here coming up soon. This 185 is actually, it has sort of crept up on us a little bit. It's been, there's two title fights, but there hasn't been too much of a big deal made about it. And you have the two title fights, but you also have really great fight in Johnny Hendricks versus Matt Brown. That's big because that is Johnny Hendricks' first fight after losing the welterweight belt, and he's fighting in his hometown. Kind of a big deal. Before that, Alistair Overeem versus Big Country Roy Nelson. That's going to be a good one. Pretty important heavyweight fight. So that's obviously going to be something big for people to see. Literally. And before that, Henry Cejudo versus Chris Carriazo. Carriazo is coming off of a title shot loss against Demetrius Johnson. Henry Cejudo is actually an Olympian. He's a gold medal winner. So, yeah, action-packed this weekend. Randy is front and center for it. He was front and center at some country concert. I don't know. Saw a couple names. I'm not a country fan. I've heard of these people. You may have heard of them. I think they were Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton, something along those lines. But he's, as I said, going to be calling in here in a little bit after we talk to Steve about this week's Audio Technica. In the meantime, lots of moves already. We had free agency just start on, what was that, Tuesday, a couple days ago. And there's a lot of moves going. Obviously, let's stick with the Bucks first before they got all the free agency starting to go. we saw them sign a couple of their pending free agents, but not a free agent. He's with us every other week on the show. We have once again Steve Savanu. Steve, how are you doing, sir?
I am doing good. How are you doing, Alex?
Doing very well, very well. Very warm, 87 degrees. I know Randy always has to give you a little grief about that. Where are you right now?
I'm in Stowe, Ohio, and it's a balmy 50 degrees here, so I'm not complaining one bit.
Oh, that's not bad. Not bad at all. It could be significantly worse.
It could be a lot worse. You know, we still have that white stuff on the ground that everybody calls snow and ice.
That's what they say, yeah. The white stuff we're used to is like a, almost like a powdered sugar in texture, but it, I believe that's a four-letter word called sand out on the beach.
It's called sand on the beach, and sand on the beach would be much nicer than snow on the ground.
Sure, yeah, absolutely, but no matter where you are, you can always enjoy this week's featured product, ATH-CKR-5IS. Tell us about it.
Well, these are part of our Sonic part of our Sonic Pro headphone line. These are in-ear headphones with an inline mic and control that's designed to work with smartphones, including Android and iPhones. Now, these are kind of our premium line because we've got some newly developed driver technology in these guys, and they really improve the overall sound. So in this case, we're going after someone that really wants to enjoy his music and listen to his music, and these drivers are going to give you some amazing depth and really good clarity. So you're going to be able to hear all those nuances in your music. The other thing is we've done with these is we've done a machine brass stabilizer, which helps to stabilize and absorb unwanted vibrations. So you're not going to get any kind of weird little distortions in these, and they're going to feel really comfortable in your ears. And like all of our in-ear headphones, we give you multiple ear tips because, as Randy and I have talked in the past, we realize that your ears are different sizes. Even though you don't think so, they actually are. And you can basically customize the fit by trying the different ear tips. You've got enough sets you can do different ones in your left ear and your right ear.
You know, one of the things that I really like about what you were just talking about, the vibrations, I mean, you have the unwanted vibrations, but the way I understood the drivers, the better sound, the depth and the clarity you were talking about, you can actually feel a little bit more of the music you're listening to. And I love to wear earbuds when I'm in the gym. And if I'm about to do a heavy set, I want to have some really good pounding music that's going to get me amped up. And these in-ear buds will help me do that.
These are going to do it because, as I said, they're going to give you a really clear, full-bodied, full-depth sound that when you're working out, you're going to be able to feel that music. And then, obviously, we always tell people don't turn them up too loud because anytime you do any kind of in-ear headphones and you crank them up too loud over a long period of time, it's not really good for your hearing. But with these, because they sound so clear and they've got such a great response, you don't have to turn them up as loud and still feel that music.
That's a good point. One thing that I don't like with some of the earbuds and headphones I've used in the past is sometimes I feel like I'm attached to my pants. My phone will be in my pocket and the cord's too short. But you don't have this problem with these, do you?
We don't have that problem because they do come with a long cord. And the second thing is we give you an inline controller microphone unit that's about midway down on the cord. So when you want to answer a phone call or you want to change your music track or you want to control your volume, you can just reach for that controller. You don't have to reach into your pants pocket or into your if you've got your player or phone on a holder, you don't have to reach for that. It's right there convenient so you can quickly answer a phone call or change your music.
That's huge. The
inline volume control, inline controller.
That allows for the in-game, in the gym, on the road, running on the road use, just be able to use it anywhere and for anything. You said this was part of the upper end of this product line. About how much are we looking at when you're talking about these earbuds?
These guys have a suggested retail price of $64.95. And they come in three colors, because as Randy always says, if you can't operate, decorate. And they come in a black, a really striking red, and a snow white because, you know, we have a lot of snow up here in Ohio.
Fair enough.
The other cool thing about the inline controller, you know, I go out in the wintertime and run, and I've got my player inside my jacket pocket or maybe inside a shirt pocket underneath a heavy jacket. I can easily reach for that control without having to undo my jacket and get cold.
Very awesome, very awesome. As always, we do a giveaway at 11:59:59, but for everybody besides the lucky winner, how can people go out and purchase the CKR5IS?
These guys are available both on online and brick-and-mortar retailers across the country, and you can find out more information about this product by visiting us on the web at www.audio-technica.com. Click under Products and click under Sonic Pro, and you'll see the ATH CKR5IS headphones.
Very awesome. Steve, as always, thank you very much, and we'll be talking to you in about 2 weeks.
Fantastic. Are you guys going to the NAB show in Vegas? Podcaster show.
I'm not sure if Randy is. I know I will not be able to be out there, but definitely we'll let you know if Randy's going to be making that trip. Maybe you guys can hook up and hang out.
Absolutely be fantastic. Talk to you in a couple weeks.
Thank you very much, Steve. Steve Savanio, everybody, with audio-technica.com. Just talking about the ATH CKR5IS. And we are currently trying to get Randy on the phone. Attempting to. Technical difficulties. But as always, we do our giveaway. Make sure to contact us through knockoutradio.com, the contact tab there. Send us an email, ATHCKR5IS, in the subject line, and you will be entered to win by 11:59:59. And somebody we won't be waiting till 11:59:59 to talk to is Randy out at the Kavanaugh Flight Museum. Isn't that right, in Dallas?
It is. I'm hanging out here at the Flight Museum for UFC, what number? 185?
That is correct, sir.
Which one is it? 85?
85, yeah.
You know, we've been talking so many things. Last night's Knockout Radio was outstanding, hooking up with Elias and Darren Cruikshank. But yeah, I'm at the Flight Museum. And what I want to do before I go into some details about the Flight Museum, since you've got the computer in front of you, let's do a giveaway with a six-pack or a four-pack from Wicked Good Cupcakes from the Flight Museum's website.
Gotcha.
So, you know, as we always do, make up some very cool trivia question from their website, and we'll do another cool giveaway. They have something very unique coming up, and it's kind of cool for both of us, and we can either talk about certain things or we can't, but it's called Drone Wars, and they're having a major competition out here from people coming and flying drones. And what's cool is it looks very similar to what Mike Greenberg commentates, only they're the real planes. These are the drones.
That's awesome.
It is. Well, let's just say I've talked a little more than I should here at the museum, and they think you ought to come and compete.
Really? Why do they assume that I'm qualified to do this? Because I'm Izumi?
some of us talk more than we should. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. I can neither confirm nor deny what you told them.
Well, again, I don't even know what I told them. they just think it might be interesting to have you come out and compete. But the planes are here. I'm standing in front of a tank, a M50 Super Sherman tank, as we speak. I'm looking straight ahead at a MASH helicopter. The good and the bad thing is the weather today is really bad. And again, this could be good or bad because they take private flights up in some of these planes. Half of the planes that they have here at the museum are flyable.
Now, out of all of the ones that are flyable, which one would you most likely take, and which one is a hard pass? I'd never step into that cockpit.
You know, all of the above.
Yes,
I would want to fly in all of them, and I don't want to be near any of them. How's that? The MASH helicopter, and I'll take some pictures and we'll put them up on our website and such, but you know, the MASH helicopter that does fly, it looks like a Tonka toy. It's scary and could be very cool at the same time. So I just wanted to call him real quick. We'll talk about a couple sports things before I hang up. But go check it out on the website, and I know you have the web link, and I sent it to you because I knew that I would forget. President Bush has been out here, obviously, because this is his place. Very, very cool. You know, brings back some memories as well as, you know, some personal things with my father-in-law. But if you're ever in the Dallas area, you definitely want to come and check this thing out.
I'm looking at the website. I think I would want to do, I think it's called the Sky Raider. Or no, they have a P-51. I would definitely sign up for a P-51 Mustang flight.
And I think that's the one that they were just talking about that they discount during some events that they have going on from 19 to 15.
That's amazing, because you're talking about, no kidding, history right there. That's World War II history.
Absolutely. History. Before we get done with this segment, sports-wise, like I said, UFC going on this weekend. How about DeMarco Murray signing with the Eagles? Being here in Dallas, it's unbelievable the backlash that's going with the departure of Murray.
Now, I saw online on Facebook and Twitter and whatnot, there's people out there that have already taken to the streets to burn their Murray jerseys. I think that's a little much. That's a expensive piece of memorabilia you're burning, but what are the fans wanting? What's next for them? What are they expecting? Who do they want to come in and replace Murray now that he's gone?
Well, I thought they already did. I thought they brought in what was his name, Fadden from the Raiders. I believe that you know, he's already here. I think
that's
a lot
right. That was this morning.
Right. Yeah, it was this morning, and you know, I spoke to a few of the fans who, you know, they said it between Dez Bryant and Murray, they kept the right guy. You know, the Dez Bryant was the guy to keep. And again, let's keep this, you know, out in the forefront. There's fans' name for a reason. They're fanatics. I don't think it's necessarily that they love, you know, Murray. They love Murray as a Cowboy. They got to know Murray as a Cowboy. So once they leave, you know, it kind of crushes them because that's their guy.
They don't want anybody else to have him.
Well, no, it's not even that they don't want anybody else. They want him. All the people that rip on Tony Romo, let Tony Romo leave, and it's going to be the same thing. That's their guy, you know, until the next guy comes in. You know, we were talking about the Adrian Peterson thing there in Tampa, and now it's, you know, Lovey's come out and said that he doesn't want him. But, well, even better yet, go to the Michael Vick. Everybody hated Michael Vick until he comes to a team, and if he can win and if he can prove something, they now love him. You know, I was in Philly, you know, the first couple of weeks when Vick came back, and the hatred and how much they hated him. Let him go out and win a football game. And then everything obviously changes. So,
winning, as long as you're winning, everything else doesn't really matter. Speaking of winning, now that they have Murray, how do you feel the Eagles have improved, and where do you see them going? They have Murray, and whether he makes a difference or not, they have Bradford now as well.
Okay, I'm going to correct you, just like I corrected Rambo at the cantina that we just ate lunch. He was bringing up that this was a lose trade for the Philadelphia Eagles with, you know, Bradford or Nick Foles. And I say, correction, my friend. This is a win to the 1,000th degree. Because if Sam Bradford doesn't go to the Philadelphia Eagles, guess who doesn't go to the Philadelphia Eagles?
Mariota.
Murray. Murray went to the Philadelphia Eagles partly, not all, but partly because his former roommate is now a Philadelphia Eagle. Sam Bradford worked those phones to get Murray to join him, his former roommate in Philadelphia. So this is a win right out of the blocks. Bradford cannot play one down, and this was a win-win trade because you got arguably the best running back, one of the top two running backs in all of football.
Okay. All right.
See what I'm saying?
I can see where you're going there.
You know, again, you can take a mediocre – look when they were talking about Peterson. When there was talk that Peterson was going to come to Tampa, everybody said that makes Glennon a much better quarterback. You may not have to go after, you know, Winston or Mariota if you have Adrian Peterson in the backfield. Well, it's the same thing in Philadelphia. You have Murray in the backfield and a decent O-line. You don't need that superstar quarterback per se. It just makes everybody that much better. So this is a win for the Philadelphia Eagles no matter what.
So bringing it back home to the Tampa Bay area, obviously Adrian Peterson is off the rumor mill for this area, so they don't have that amazing running back. Are they going to go out and try to get another running back? Or there's been some rumors, and for the record, just a caveat, There's been nothing hard and fast to substantiate this rumor, but there's been some talk about Drew Brees being on the trading block, and there's a possibility there could be a number one trade for Brees.
I've heard that rumor. I don't see it happening. I think Brees has some good years left, but I don't know if you trade. If you believe that Winston or Mariota is going to be, you know, the type of quarterback they're going to be, I don't know if you, you know, trade a guy that's good for another 2 or 3 years for a guy that could play for 15. And Lovie Smith has already said that he's not banking, you know, right away, that he's not giving up the, you know, the long term, you know, for 1 year. And then I also read somewhere where he said that it's going to be a while before they start winning. So I don't necessarily see that happen. What I'm going to do, I'm going to check out as I walk around a little bit more here at the museum and try to call you back probably in another 10 or 15 minutes after we get into another building. Like I said, I'll have some pictures that we'll put up on our Facebook page and on our Twitter. But go ahead and throw out that trivia question. 4-pack of Wicked Good Cupcakes. We'll send some post-share prizes as well to whatever trivia question you come up regarding the museum that I'm hanging out at.
Sounds good. We will catch up with Randy here in a little bit in one of our later segments. But I did come up with a trivia question from their website. Their website, for all interested, is cavflight.org. That's cavflight.org. Very easy. It's not going to take you too long to find it if you find it. You go to their website and they have their banner with the name, and they have that P-51 I was talking about. And like to get, what year was the Cav Flight Museum, the Kavanaugh Flight Museum, first opened? So very easy. Go to cavflight.org. Get that information. What year was the museum first opened? Send it to knockoutradio.com with Kavanaugh Flight Museum in the subject line with that year, and you'll be entered to win. That said, we are way over for our first break, so let's pay some bills. This is Talking Sports with Randy Harris, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
At Tour de Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Tour de Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Tour de Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the 5-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of the Players Show and Go Bucks!
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Let's get it started in here.
Hey, Tampa, looking for your next adventure? How about a day filled with 25 epic obstacles, crazy costumes, rockin' music, and plenty of beer? The 5th annual Rugged Maniac 5K Obstacle Race is returning to the Tampa area on May 9th with just what you need. Grab your friends and get ready for the adventure of a lifetime as you climb mountains of stacked shipping containers, rocket down a 50-foot water slide, jump over fire, bounce on trampolines, and crawl through underground tunnels of dirty, yucky mud, all while wearing whatever insane costume you and your friends come up with. But the fun doesn't stop there. Join thousands of partiers in the massive festival where you can play in adult bounce houses, ride mechanical bulls, dance your butt off in the foam pit, and enjoy cold craft beer from Harpoon Brewery. Rugged Maniac 5K Obstacle Race, Saturday, May 9th, at Little Everglades Ranch in Dade City. Don't miss out on this wild and crazy day of fun. Get off the couch and do something exciting with your weekend. Tickets are selling fast, so grab your friends and register today at ruggedmaniac.com. That's ruggedmaniac.com.
We are celebrating music in our local schools, and you can help. Wanted, gently used or new musical instruments. Budget Self Storage is collecting instruments for our public schools. In these economic times and budget cuts, our music programs have been hit hard. In March, you can drop off your instrument at any Budget Self Storage location. Budget will bring them to a local school. Together, we can make a difference, helping a child make music. We are celebrating music.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show, Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
No, that was very fitting that you played the A-Hole Show right there, Wes Sims. We actually had him on Knockout Radio last night, talking about a very important topic to a lot of people in the MMA world. A Hall of Famer in Mark Coleman is needing everybody's help, and he's having hip surgery. He already had hip surgery, having some complications with his rehab. He's going to have surgery again and needs to go through rehab again. Obviously, the cost that comes along with that is quite significant, and so Wes Sims, for his fellow MMA brethren, came on the show last night to spread the word about the GoFundMe page that he set up. GoFundMe.com/SaveTheHammer to help with the medical costs for Mark the Hammer Coleman. So please, if you have a couple bucks to spare, every little bit helps. Go to the GoFundMe page. Make sure you donate what you can. If you can, at the very least, spread the word about it. So please and thank you for that. We had the spot for the Rugged Maniac. And yeah, they were talking about insane costumes. And yeah, they were talking about, oh, this, that, the other thing, blah, blah, blah. The best part about it is if you contact us, knockoutradio.com, say you want to do the Rugged Maniac on May 9th, not only will you get a sweet Knockout Radio shirt, but you will be able to, I'm pretty sure I'm not speaking out of school on this one, but it's a free entry. So all it's going to take is you contacting Randy to get more information about that. But we're trying to get as many people for Knockout Radio as possible. We have people flying in from across the country. Shout out to Shane Grossman in Ohio. Thanks, bud. I will be there. Randy's going to be there, obviously. Sean's going to be there. The whole Knockout Radio crew. And we'd love to have the Randy regime out in force for that. Real quick, I know Orlando City got a lot of press recently. They had their first game as an MLS team. Sean and I did go to that game. It was absolutely bonkers. 62,510 people that were living and dying with every whistle the ref made, be it a good call or not. It was a very entertaining game. Everybody was there. There was even a couple New York City FC fans that were there. There was probably 10 that were all sitting together. But it was a very entertaining game. It was a 1-1 finish. Orlando was down 1-0. It was in extra time in the second half, 91st minute. And Randy's favorite player, Kaká, tied it up with a free kick goal. So it was very, very exciting. Yes, new team. Everybody was there for the first game. They had said they were going to knock it down to 20,000 per game for their attendance, but they opened it up for 23,000 for this upcoming game against Vancouver because more people than expected were showing up. So to me, that says, okay, yes, there was a lot of interest that was there for the first game, but they're keeping the interest for game two. And then you look into the future, they've already almost sold out the game against DC United, which is on 3 April, as well as the LA Galaxy, the reigning champions, and that's for 17 May. So you're getting games that are down the road that people are wanting to go to. Also, they have 5 games each that are going to be broadcast on ESPN2 or Fox Sports 1. So obviously that's a lot. That's pretty good for exposure of the team themselves. And we'll see if people will want to keep going throughout this season and then see how things go when they get their new stadium next season. But we have to talk about some more American football. We were talking Mariota, we're talking Drew Brees, we're talking some of the free agency moves so far. Mariota had his pro day last week, or what was it, yesterday? Yesterday, yeah. It was. And in your opinion, Ed, how much should be put on a pro day?
Out of your decision, I'd say probably 25%. Because you know, there's no rush. No, you know, there's nobody chasing him or anything like that.
True.
Basically, they'll ask him to do some throws and contort his body in a certain situation, stuff like that. Some things will be answered because there's a knock that, oh, well, he didn't do this when he was playing in college. Well, maybe he wasn't asked to. So they may ask him to do certain throws and see if he can throw across his body, how strong his arm is, and stuff like that. But you really can't get into his head, you know, when there's a pass rush. But it's kind of looking at a jelly donut, you know. It sure does look good on the outside, and it smells good. But until you bite into it, you don't know what you have. So some things were answered, you know. And then they'll get him in here, and then they'll get in his head, and which I think that's going to be the easy part.
Because he's already sort of proven that.
Well,
hasn't
no,
he?
I mean, you know, they're gonna look for character. You know, that's what they're gonna look for. You know, if you're walking down the street and an old lady's about to run into or to step in front of a car, do you pull her back or you just look the other way? You know, whatever. And there are things they're gonna ask you, and just spend some time with them because they're investing probably $30 million up front with this guy, or if they are stupid enough to go the Winston way. But, you know, and then they're going to look long term. And then, you know, he's going to talk with other guys on the team probably. And you have to understand, we don't know what happened when Jameis Winston got here.
True.
The media was not allowed in there. The media was not allowed to ask him questions. All the responses that you saw on the local news, that was in-house Buccaneer TV. Okay, they controlled the questions and everything like that. So we don't know if he met with Lovie Smith. We don't know who he met with. I'm sure he met with the Glazers. So the same thing with Mariota. It's just going to be just to flaunt him around, take a look at the place. Of course, it's gorgeous out there. What player wouldn't want to go there? They're all going to come out, oh, I can't wait to go. Oh, I'd love to come here. Of course they would. The weather's great. The beaches are here. They're all going to say the right things. But
And that's what I want to touch on right there. They're all going to say the right things. Isn't a visit, an official visit to a location, isn't that like a pro day? It's just different because it's their head instead of showing off talent?
No, because
of course they're going to say the right things.
Well, they're not investing $30 million in his head. They're investing $30 million in his body. They want to see what he can do. But they're not going to be able to do that. They will just go through the process. And this is a process. Everybody got all jacked up because Jameis Winston was there a week or two ago. Oh, he's there. Of course he was there. He's going to be there. They're going to bring in other players, too. But they're going to take a look, and then that creates hype. You know, then that creates somebody say,
we're talking
down the line
it.
Or on a third or fourth or fifth. No, I'm talking about other teams. Oh, maybe gotcha. The Bucs are getting interested here. They're getting interested in Mariota. Maybe you. It's that thing where you could just start mumbling these things out of the, oh, well, maybe they didn't like something out of Winston, so they're bringing Mariota in. No, they're always going to bring in the second guy. Because you never take the first offer. You look at the second house or whatever. And then you bid the two against, and then you go back and you look and see which one's got. My thing is look, this is the deciding factor to me. I know that Jameis Winston has all the tools to maybe become an NFL quarterback. He's not right now. I don't care what anybody says. There's nobody in college that can step in the NFL and say, I'm ready. And because you ask them 10 games in, I don't care who they are, they always say the same thing. Wow. I didn't realize the NFL was this fast. Okay, so nobody is ready. So the biggest thing has to be to me, is this guy that's coming in, is he coachable? Is his personality going to fit with this organization? That's the big part. Is this guy going to take the criticism, or is he going to fly off the handle? And those are the questions they're going to ask. So it's just a long, drawn-out process, and until April 30th comes around, we're just going to be hashing back and forth with what's going on. So,
absolutely,
we can all guess.
We're going to get on our collective soapboxes. We're going to pontificate our side,
right?
And everybody's going to be picking and choosing.
A lot of things happen behind the scenes. One thing you touched on earlier with the New Orleans Saints, and Randy was talking about basically there's a fire sale going on there, and the Drew Brees thing.
And it all started after Jimmy Graham.
And I'm surprised nobody's brought this up. About two to three weeks ago, there was a big problem. And Tom Benson is the owner, and he's in his later years, and they're trying to work out his will, and it's a living will, to where the team goes from here. Now, there was a big problem between his wife and I believe it was his daughter. In other words, it's not his mother, his daughter's mother, but his stepmother, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. There was a big problem in the press box. Supposedly, there was some shoving or something going on. I don't know if this has some sort of effect to where maybe she's going to be in control and she's dumping the team. I don't know. But it doesn't make sense to me what they're doing right now. If you're a New Orleans fans right now, you got to be shaking your head. I mean, you're losing players hand over fist. And even mention that Drew Brees might be available, just give up your season tickets now.
Yeah.
I mean, because you're going to go back to the Aints. And that's the way it's going to wind up. So there's some sort of story. There was a big squabble about that incident happened in the press box or something that happened, and it's all about control of the team in the future. So now we go into this thing, and they're dumping everybody. I mean, Jimmy Graham makes ABC World News tonight. When does that happen, an NFL player, other than Peyton Manning? I mean, something's going on in New Orleans. I don't know what.
Obviously,
there's a lot of fighting.
As division rivals, we're going to keep our eyes very closely glued to what's going
exactly.
on there.
Exactly. And being a division rival of the Bucs, I say as a fan, keep fighting New Orleans. Sell everybody. Put the water boy on the block if
everything
you have to.
Everything must go.
Everything must go. Pennies on the dollar.
Well, obviously, all of this is stuff that could happen, remains to be seen, stuff that already has happened. Bucks have started to shore up a little bit more of their defensive needs, have some free agents hitting the market in Mason Foster, as well as Dane Fletcher, linebackers. They had given qualifying offers. They got Len Santa. So, obviously, a guy who huge not only for Bucks but for us here at WTAN with Randy's Monday Night Show, and a guy who's a plug and play guy. But they also got what is that, Carter?
Yes.
He got
from Dallas.
Carter, yeah. From Dallas.
Because he was in Rod Marinelli's system out there, so he knows the Tampa too.
Absolutely. You look at his stats, pretty decent. He's played in 49 games, 32 starts, 186 tackles, 3 sacks, 5 interceptions, but those 5 interceptions all came last season, and which was 3rd in the league for INTs, as well as he led all linebackers. So pairing him up with Danny Lansana, obviously good there. Some big moves that the Bucks did when they were cutting people. They cut Anthony Collins and they cut Michael Johnson, guys who both had 5-year contracts. I'd love to hear what Randy has to say about that. 5-year contracts, big contracts, $30 million, $43.8 million respectively. Randy, going back to the Bucks, what are your thoughts on the moves they made last season for the long haul, and then now they're ripping up these contracts?
Well, you have to give them credit. And once again, coming to you live from Dallas, from the Kavanaugh Flight Museum, I've got some really big news, some interesting news, and something that you're going to certainly like here in a minute. But you have to give the Buccaneers credit for cutting the people that they've cut. It didn't work out the way that they wanted it to. And a lot of teams would have kept, you know, their dead weight, basically, because it's going to cost them so much to get rid of them. So, you know, hats off, you know, for ripping it up, starting it over, trying to bring in the right people that you think will get the job done. And I don't know how much you mentioned. I thought I overheard the name as I first called in. But I do want to thank the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for bringing Danny Lansana back, which will make the Monday night player show a whole lot easier, because the host of the show will now be part of the Buccaneers again.
Yeah, and having him paired up with a guy who is familiar with Tampa's defense, a guy who is very versatile at the linebacker position, as is Danny and Carter from the Cowboys. They also signed Melton and Conti, and Melton also coming from the Cowboys. Going to be an interesting mix in with Gerald McCoy and Clinton McDonald, defensive tackle, and then we'll see how things go with Conti. But there needs to be some sort of stability back at the safeties, because one little stat I saw which blew my mind: at least 4 different people had 5 starts at safety. They need some sort of stability in that secondary.
Injuries, you know, that's what happens with injuries. You know, the kid from USF that the Bucks got from the Dallas Cowboys as well. A great, you know, back, as long as he can stay healthy. So it really doesn't matter. It's still way too early. People are getting hyped, getting excited, and some people are getting pissed off. Let's get to training camp. You know, the putting the team together like they're doing, I like. But again, don't even waste time until August. Don't even waste time until July, because it doesn't matter right now. But here's the news. You mentioned about the Mustang.
Yes.
Correct?
I did.
You mentioned how cool the Mustang would be, correct?
Absolutely, P-51.
It just so happens that airline, that piece of equipment, along with many others from this Kavanaugh Flight Museum, will be at the Fun and Sun in Lakeland next month.
Are they going to do the rides like they're doing is that... Wow.
Yes, they are. They will have the rides at the Sun and Fun in Lakeland. Your Mustang will be there, and I'm working on something that will make not only our listeners very excited, but possibly the producer and co-host of the radio show pretty pumped as well.
I will reserve my thoughts, my guess.
You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out what I'm working on.
Or a rocket surgeon.
Yeah, exactly.
But
so stay tuned to Talking Sports for details. But we're going to get in touch with Fun and Sun. I'm talking to the head guy here out at the Kavanaugh Flight Museum about the Fun and Sun. And, some good news, some good details coming soon.
I know you are at Dallas for the UFC 185, but I have to bring this up. We talked about it in studio with Sean and Gian for just a couple moments, but I have to ask you your thoughts on what the World Series of Fighting has done once they saw the four-letter network and the SportsCenter special they did on Phoenix Jones, the MMA fighter turned superhero. What you have a lot of people that are in the sport that were inspired by comic books or cartoons like Batman, Superman, Dragon Ball Z, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, that stuff.
Bruce Lee.
Exactly. And you take that and you say, okay, that's fantasy, that's cool for a story, but then this guy goes out and does it. And he becomes a vigilante, for lack of a better word, in the Seattle area. What sort of message is that giving to kids? Because now he is turning himself into what could be construed as a role model in some way, shape, or form. What's that saying to kids, but also what is that saying about the sport?
Well, first, I don't think it's fair, you know, to say about the sport. You know, I don't like it. You know, I'm not totally up on the whole situation, but I don't like it. Because if something happens, when something bad happens, what are they going to blame? They're not going to blame the athlete. They're not going to blame the vigilante. They're going to blame the sport of mixed martial arts. They're going to see this MMA knucklehead did this. This MMA knucklehead, and it's not fair to associate it all together, but they're going to do it. And, you know, we've seen enough comic books. The police are the ones that are supposed to be out there catching the bad guys, not, you know, individual citizens. And I think it's bad. I don't like it, and it's going to blow up in the four-letter MMA company that you just mentioned.
Now, I would have to, and we all know what happens when you assume, but I'm going to assume that now that he has signed with this promotion, that he is sort of hanging up his superhero costume.
No, I'm going to say not at all. I'm going to say he's going to take it to a whole new level. You know, now that he's in an organization that's fairly well-known, you know, it's still not the UFC, but World Series of Fighting, Bellator, 1FC, and I think they just dropped the one. I think they're just FC now. You know, I think this is going to give him more motivation to take it to a whole new level because now he's got TV exposure. Now he's got his name out there a little bit. And that's where I'm saying that I think it's going to be an issue because something bad is going to happen one way or another to him or from him that's now going to be associated, which is totally unfair, you know, to our sport.
And I definitely think that he puts himself in a precarious situation considering he does have a fight lined up for World Series of Fighting 20 on 10 April. And if something happens, then he doesn't have a fight.
How about this scenario instead? Let's just say, hypothetically, I need Danny Alvarez, you know, behind me so that I don't say anything that can get me in trouble. Let's say that he does go out, he's chasing crime, he does something, you know, uses too much power, he uses too much something that he shouldn't do. And not only now will he be sued, but now the organization that his name is now tied to possibly could be sued. And again, you and I both know you can sue for anything. So if something were to happen and you're going to sue that guy, wouldn't you now sue the World Series of Fighting as well because they know and they knew who he is?
And
I say yes.
And that's a bigger target in general.
Exactly.
More money.
Exactly. So like I'm saying, I think it's going to blow up. I think it's going to be a bad situation. I think he needs to stop, but he's probably enjoying it. You know, he's a comic book hero, like you said. So, well, with that said, I need to get back to the personal private tour that I'm having with the curator and Kelly Hunter, who was kind enough to set me up with this whole thing. But like I said, Fun and Sun, right around the corner. We will have details. We will work on some things. And I think one producer co-host and at least one listener will be very excited about what I'm putting together.
Can't wait.
So live from Dallas, I think this will be the last call in today. I'll be all over Twitter tomorrow out at the arena. And, you know, we'll do some giveaways, make sure people get involved with the pick contest from the entire card. And I'll turn it back over to you. Everybody have a great weekend. And I will be back on Monday.
That's Randy out, Dallas, UFC 185. Once again, we have so much to talk about, so much going on out there. We're over, so we're going to hit this last break. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
We are celebrating music in our local schools, and you can help. Wanted, gently used or new musical instruments. Budget Self-Storage is collecting instruments for our public schools. In these economic times and budget cuts, our music programs have been hit hard. In March, you can drop off your instrument at any Budget Self-Storage location. Budget will bring them to a local school. Together, we can make a difference, helping a child make music.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Matt Ryan from the Atlanta Falcons by way of Boston College. You're listening to my man.
Not gonna lie, I'm pretty psyched. I know he's just teasing it right now, but if we're talking a P-51 flight, I am jazzed. We're talking about a 1,600 horsepower engine.
I got to ride in a B-17 bomber yesterday.
Where was that?
It was on display in Clearwater here about 2 months ago, and I was supposed to get a media ride on it, and the emails got screwed up, whatever. But it was in Zephyr Hills yesterday.
Wow.
It's there all weekend. You can go take pictures of it. You can crawl inside of it. And for a nominal fee, you can go up in it. They took us up in it. Man, you talk loud. And that thing shook. It was very surreal because I sat in the seat and I thought, and this was an actual World War II bomber. I sat in the seat and I thought, you know, here I am and a bunch of people sitting up here to go in this thing in pleasure. And there were people, 50, 60 years ago, guys that went were sitting in those seats didn't know if they would be going home or not.
Yeah. So. You had to have you had to be put together pretty tight to be a bomber in World War II. That was your life expectancy was not all that long.
Yeah.
But it, yeah, to be involved with anything that's related to history in general is great. For me personally, at Vandenberg Air Force Base, that's where I was stationed at in California. We had a P-51 static display out in front of the headquarters building. And it was one of those things you're like, wow, it would be so cool to have that opportunity. So expectation management, I have to make sure I don't get too...
I'll get your hopes up.
Yeah, because just expectation management. 650 caliber machine guns on that thing.
Yeah, and there was some big machine guns on this thing too.
Just saying.
And a tail gunner and a belly gunner. Wow.
Crazy stuff, man. Getting back to some sports, it is the top of the seventh inning here in Clearwater. Rays are at Phillies at Bright House Field. Phillies are winning 2-1. Spring training going on. Lots has been going on. Had a big game yesterday. Had a, what was it, like a 8-run fifth inning or something like that, putting some offense there. Again, sure, spring training, but it's good to have a feel of what's going on. There's been some late arrivals. Alex Colome has had some visa issues, finally got to camp. He's going to be making a push for that open fifth spot. Only played in a couple games for the Rays last season. He was 2-0 with a 2.66 ERA, but spent a lot of time with Durham, was 7-6 with a 3.77 ERA. So he's got to be really showing up on point. He said he was working out in the DR while he was waiting for his issues to be handled, but obviously now that he's back up here with the team, got to see what he's going to be able to do. There may be an extra spot to be fighting for, depending on how Drew Smyly's doing. He has tendonitis in his shoulder. In the offseason, he had a problem with one of his fingers on his pitching hand, and it sort of messed up his offseason workouts. So this could be a result of that. We'll see how things are going. Right now, any time off he sees is precautionary, strictly in nature. And Coach Cass, when he was asked about the situation, said, "We just don't know yet. Think it's fair to say there's a concern." So obviously it's still early. We'll see how things pan out. But one guy we know will be starting, he will be starting on opening day, Alex Cobb. He's actually going to be the honorary starter for the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete. And so he'll be waving that green flag. That's going to be on the 29th of March. Make sure you go to that event. It's a great event for the area in general. Obviously, Alex Cobb's going to be there. Vincent Jackson's going to be the Grand Marshal for it. So all the teams are getting together and supporting that event as well. You should too. It's a really awesome event. One of my favorite events of the year. But everybody, thank you very much for tuning in to 1340 WTAN. This has been Talking Sports with Randy Harris out at UFC 185. Get your picks in to knockoutradio.com. Follow us on Twitter at knockoutradio, at KOWEGS, and make sure you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week. See ya.